This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Do you think Hillary Clinton could go to jail over this whole Uranium One scandal thing? And isn't it amazing how the mainstream media just, when they thought the Russia collusion story was about Trump, they were all over it every day. It was like, Russia, Russia, Russia. Oh, Trump. Collusion. Anonymous sources said this, even though they had to fabricate most of those sources. They just made it up. But now that the story has been flipped upside down and the collusion actually involves the Clinton Foundation, the DNC, the Podestas, all these, even President Obama himself, former president, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch. Now the media is like, what Russia collusion? It never happened. They're running away from the story as quickly as they can because they don't want to acknowledge that Hillary Clinton is a corrupt mafia boss, which of course is the truth. That's what she actually is. But I got a question for you. Do you think Hillary Clinton's going to go to jail? Because I know it would be really a very important thing for America to see happen, simply to establish that justice does apply to everyone, no matter how powerful they are. Most Americans know that Hillary Clinton is a criminal. They know she took $145 million, or her foundation did, while she rubber-stamped the selling of the strategic uranium supply, selling it out from the U.S. to Russia-linked companies. They know this was bribery. They know Hillary Clinton's corrupt. They know all that. But does it matter that she gets indicted or not? And I think the answer is yes. We need to, if we're going to really restore the rule of law in America, the system needs to make sure that people understand that laws aren't just selectively applied to regular people, that the political elite don't have some kind of automatic legal immunity. Because that's not a just society. That's not a free society. That's almost a monarchy or a dictatorship. I mean, that is not an honest society. And yet we saw James Comey sit down and testify that he knew Hillary Clinton committed multiple crimes, violated national security laws, destroyed evidence, obstructed justice. But James Comey declared that, she didn't mean to do it. So we don't recommend prosecution. Do you think that you or I could get away with that if we had committed all the crimes that Hillary Clinton committed? Do you think that we could get off on the excuse that we didn't mean to? Well, there's all kinds of people that get speeding tickets who didn't mean to. There's people who drive drunk who didn't mean to. There's people who probably commit manslaughter who didn't mean to do that to that person, they might say. You know, there was the pickup truck and a tractor and a pedestrian and a wagon. I didn't mean to. Well, it's called manslaughter because you did it. And Hillary Clinton committed a lot of crimes. According to what I've seen recently, as many as 13 felony crimes committed by Hillary Clinton so far. And counting, there are more coming. So of course we should prosecute people in high places, people who have power. Those are the ones who should, frankly, be subjected to even more scrutiny than the average Joe on the street. Because the average Joe can't get paid $100 million by the Russians to sell influence because he doesn't have anything the Russians need. He didn't run the State Department. But these Clinton officials, they sold us out. They betrayed America. They had influence. I mean, she almost won the White House, for God's sake. Can you imagine that? These people need to be prosecuted more than regular everyday people. And by the way, among those who need to be prosecuted, in my opinion, is James Comey. James Comey is complicit in the cover-up. James Comey knew that she was committing crimes. James Comey had the evidence, and he chose to cover it up. He chose. And he chose to look at the Trump dossier, which was a work of complete fiction, so that they could then weave a narrative that demanded a FISA warrant to spy on Trump-related officials such as Manafort and others during the Trump campaign. This is a secret government. This is like a KGB tactic to spy on your political enemies using the surveillance of the state and to fake the whole thing using a made-up fake dossier, false information, total fiction, combined with the mainstream media, which is, of course, absolute fake news 24/7. This was a scandal of such enormity and I don't even know how to describe it. This is the biggest political scandal probably in America's history. This is the scandal of the century, easy. And maybe, again, in the entire history of the country. This is treason at the highest levels. This is media, not just complacency, but complicity in trying to put somebody into office who is a criminal, that is Clinton, of course. And it's so awesome that they got caught, that this is starting to come out. And that's why Hillary Clinton needs to serve time in prison. I'd be happy if she served just, let me rephrase that. I could live with her serving just one day. But I'd be really happy if she served what she deserves, which is, of course, life in prison. That's what she deserves. And we need a Harvey Weinstein kind of moment against the Clintons. That's what we need. We need all the people who have been raked over the coals, who have been threatened, intimidated, or have had loved ones assassinated by Clinton-linked operatives. We need them all to come out, but they've been afraid to because they have been threatened and intimidated by Hillary Clinton. But we need a coming out in the political realm where people are no longer afraid of the Clintons. The Clintons are destroyed, and so all those people who have all that knowledge, firsthand knowledge, witnesses, and so on, can come out. Maybe even a kind of amnesty program for those people. Like, if you committed assassinations on the orders of the Clintons, you will get amnesty if you go on the record and describe it. Something like that. Who knows? I guess assassins aren't going to come forward and say who they are, but maybe there are other financial crimes, money laundering, pay-for-play, corruption crimes, all kinds of crimes. And then there's all the women that Bill Clinton raped on top of that, which is, of course, very directly related to Harvey Weinstein. Is it Weinstein or Weinstein? I guess I've heard it both ways. I'm just going to say Weinstein. You can interpret it the other way if you want. Anyway, we need a kind of like an amnesty court system. People can go on the record, you know? Go on the record and say what happened, because this needs to be part of the historical record of this great country. We need, especially for the left, to learn that they supported evil. All these voters on the left, all these California voters and city people voters who have been hoodwinked and propagandized and brainwashed by the Clintons and the media this whole time, we need them to understand that they almost supported almost like a fascist regime, totalitarian regime going into power. They need to learn how easily they were hoodwinked and fooled. They need to come to understand that their lack of rationality, their lack of discernment almost thrust America into tyranny under a criminal mafia boss known as Hillary Clinton. There are still leftists who worship that woman. There are still leftists writing books that portray Hillary Clinton as the pioneer of feminism somehow. As if Harriet Tubman never existed or something, or Rosa Parks never existed. It was all Hillary Clinton. No. It's nonsense. Hillary Clinton is no pioneer. She's no humanitarian. She's a murderer. Well, I mean, not herself. She's someone who has taken part in ordering the murder of other people. She's complicit in the murder of other people. It's probably the best way to say that. And, you know, Vince Foster. You can go back to Vince Foster, and there's a long, long list and trail of body bags behind the Clintons, even just in the last couple of years. Every time someone was going to testify against the Clintons, what do you know? They ended up dead. What do you know? Huh? They ended up dead with multiple gunshot wounds to themselves, or flinging themselves off buildings, or disappearing, or overdosing on drugs. Huh? What a coincidence. Everyone who had dirt on the Clintons ends up dead in a hotel room, typically, or in the woods like Vince Foster. What a coincidence. Just astonishing. But that's how evil they are, and we need the record to document this. We need to be clear about this in terms of the historical record, because the DNC was complicit in this too. The DNC is a mafia organization, a criminal cartel, a political cartel, crime ring. That's what the DNC is. And we need history to show this. We need people to learn their lesson. So let's see what happens. I'm not holding my breath on the idea that Hillary Clinton might go to jail. Not holding my breath. She probably, I don't know. There's a theory floating around that says the Democrats and the media might dump Hillary Clinton for a strategic reason. Like they want to be able to say that they're real journalists, and they want to be able to continue to pursue Donald Trump and try to destroy him. So if they take out Hillary Clinton first, then you can't really accuse them of being partisan, you see. So they might sacrifice the Clintons, who are toxic at this point anyway, to the election results. They might sacrifice the Clintons, politically speaking, in order to continue their pursuit to demonize Donald Trump. And by the way, you can stay up to date on the news on all this at clinton.news or trump.news. Those are two websites that I publish. And Clinton.news is a lovely, glowing website that's all pro-Hillary Clinton. And Trump.news is a website that's 100% opposed to Trump. Or wait, did I get that wrong? Oh, yeah. Let's see. Clinton.news is actually a website that exposes the truth about Hillary Clinton. And Trump.news is actually a pro-Trump website. Yeah, there we go. I got that corrected there, just in case you were wondering. Why I would publish a pro-Clinton website. You know, there's no such thing as objectivity in the media, right? Because news is curated and edited and selected by human beings who have human psychology. There's no such thing as a human being that is 100% objective or neutral. Doesn't exist. And so all these organizations, you know, CNN, we're neutral. Fox News even, we report, you decide. You know, BS, you all choose what you want to report. You all blacklist stories like the CDC scientist going public with his vaccine autism cover-up. You all blacklisted that. Even Fox News, you're not even journalists. You're just prostitutes for the corporations and the drug companies and the war industry. So don't pretend you're neutral. Don't pretend you're objective. You don't even know what that means. So I just lay it out and tell you straight. So those websites are very valuable, I think, and they're honest. They tell the truth. Hillary Clinton is an evil, horrible person. And Donald Trump, I see as someone who is trying to do his best to help this country while operating in a horrible swamp, a swamp that's trying to stop him at every stage. And so that's the reason I support what Trump is trying to do, which is to essentially overthrow the old corrupt system that led us to Hillary Clinton almost becoming president. In a sense, Donald Trump just saved our country from probably the greatest political disaster in the history of the country. I mean, already Donald Trump is a hero of America without reservation. So anyway, those are my views on the subject, and you can read those websites to stay informed and learn more. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.